Okay, today we're continuing in the fourth parak of Pirkei Avos, and we are up to parak Dalin Mishnah Vav. Rabbi Yossi Omer Kol HaMechabed Aseh Torah, anyone who respects the Torah, who honors the Torah, this is the Bar Tanura says over here, Hadoresh HaChaseros VaYaseros HaBetorah Marit Hamal Kol Kotz VaKotz Lomar Shein BaDavar LeVatala. Honoring the Torah over here means honoring the Torah itself by showing that it has so much depth and so much value that every letter of the Torah is meaningful, every kotz of the Torah is meaningful. Ein Lecha Kavot Torah God. There's no greater covet Torah than that. Inami hamechabit sefer Torah mechabit lom de Torah voskim ba'kalel b'chal mechabit as Torah ein. Or alternatively, being mechabit the Torah means the more external trappings of covet Torah: standing up for a sefer Torah, getting a nice mantle, treating talmid chacham very well. So gufa mechabit al abrios. Then such a person is going to be honored by people. V'kala mechalel as Torah, and someone who disrespects the Torah gufa mechalel al abrios, he's going to be disrespected by other people. Moving on to Rabbi Shmuel Beno Omer, Rabbi Shmuel Beno Shel Rabbi Yossi said, "Hachoseich atzmo min hadin." A person who refuses to judge, meaning he holds himself back from being a judge because there are more qualified people to do that. So parik mimenu eva v'gezel shvashav. So it's a good idea. He's keeping himself away from people not liking him and from stealing and from shvashav because let other people deal with it, meaning that when you judge a case, someone's not going to like you in the end. So the Bar Tanura points out over here that parik menu eva sheyotzim bezin chayiv soni ledayin. The guy who went out chayiv hates the dayin. He says lo hi pech bezuchusi, the dayin didn't work hard enough to be melamid zuchus for me, and he costs himself gezel because shami chayiv hazakev him shegezel baal yado. Maybe he judges incorrectly and the wrong person walks away with the money, so that's gezel. And shvu ashav because you might be mechayev shvua to someone who's not chayev shvua. Maybe they shvua shav, and that will bring shvua shav. Inami kari tana l'shvua sheker shvua shav. Could go normal lo levisa velova de b'shas shvua yatsim pivla shav. Or we may not be talking about shvua shav over here. We may be talking about shvua sheker. Vagas libo bahara, and someone who's quick to paskin cases because he thinks that he knows how to do it very well. Shota rasha vagas ruach is a shota. He's an idiot. He's a fool. He's a rasha. And he's a balgaiva, a person who thinks that he's such a balhora'a, generally is not such a balhora'a. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Vav we said that if you respect Torah, people will respect you, and if you're disrespectful of Torah, people disrespect you. And then in Mishnah Zayin, Rabbi Shmuel Beno Shel Rabbi Yossi said that someone who makes way for more qualified judges to judge and stays away from judging himself will avoid hatred and stealing and unnecessary shavuos. And someone who jumps ahead to always be a bal hora'a is likely a shota or rasha and a bal gaiva. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Dalet Mishnah. Yes.